Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
There are standards that make the playing field more equal for those who may be considered the underdog. For instance, on the football field, only 11 players from each team can be on the field at any given time. This standard must be met regardless of how many players are eligible to play. The same is true of the football field. Any field we find ourselves playing on will have the same dimensions. It will be 100 yards from goal line to goal line, and although we may not always think the same rule book is being used by the officials, it is. Those standards make the game fair. The truth of the matter is that those standards make the game possible. Without them, the sport would crumble. No one would want to play if rules were tossed out. If the opposing team had twice as many substitutes as our team, we wouldn't want the standard to change, allowing them to play more players than we can on any given play. If the same penalty didn't apply to both teams, who would want to play the game? We see clearly in this example how essential standards are to play a game, to conduct a fair game in any sport. Is it difficult for us to see the necessity of a standard regarding our lives, our salvation, or our living righteously before God? In our study, we hope to investigate some of the standards that are absolute essentials in the Christian faith.
Did you ever hear God speaking to you, saying, I've got a job to do, and I'll sure be needing you if it ever gets done?
If it ever gets done, if it ever
gets done, I got a song around the world to sing.
He's brought it to you.
Well, I have heard God's voice, and I've made my final choice. I'm gonna sing His song. Won't you sing along?
Won't you sing along? Won't you sing along?
Did you ever hear God speaking to you, saying, I've got a job to do, and I'll sure be needing you if it ever gets done?
If it ever gets done, if it ever gets done,
I got a song around the world to sing,
a song
for every man to sing, of the joy that Christ can bring, like He's brought it to you,
like He's brought it to you.
Well, I have heard God's voice, and I've made my final choice. I'm gonna sing His song. Won't you sing along?
Won't you sing along?
Won't you sing along?
Won't you sing along?
Did you ever hear God speaking to you?
Was He speaking to you?
Saying, I've got a job to do, and I'm sure be needing you if it ever gets done. No less than your best will do.
If it ever gets
done, I'll sure be needing you.
Be needing you. Be needing you.
If it ever gets done, bada doo bada doo.
Standards. That's what we are considering in our lesson today. Society has rules that uphold a standard. We cannot steal without breaking the law because the law in our society upholds the moral standard that it is wrong to steal. No matter on what level and by whom, this law is applicable. Just like our example of the game of football that we began with, the rules and field are set to a standard that has been applied to the game. Those standards make things right and fair for all involved in it. The very same principle applies to the spiritual things of life. God has set some standards by which His disciples must live to please Him. These standards make it possible for anyone at any time living in any culture or place to live pleasing to the Father because the standard is upheld and maintained. Let's consider just a few of the absolute essentials of our faith. Listen to this standard set by Jesus. Unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. Jesus was referring to the faith in Him to be the Savior of the world, the Messiah, and the Son of the living God. Given in different words, but with the same meaning, He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Me. Many other references could be given to support this absolute fact of the Christian faith. It is not possible to be pleasing to God and not have faith in the divinity of Jesus, which testifies to the truth that He is the Christ. When the Apostle Peter preached the first gospel sermon declaring the salvation in the name of Jesus, that happened on the day of Pentecost, there were thousands of people who heard the message that Jesus was the Lord and Christ whom they had crucified. When the people asked what they could do about their sin, Peter gave a standard for anyone and everyone present that day. He said to believe, these believing sinners repent, and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. About 3,000 were obedient to the command given by the apostles that day. A standard was set in response to the guilt of one's sins and the offering of having those sins forgiven. The same instruction is given to everyone who was present. We are not told how many did not respond that day. What we do know is that everyone of the 3,000 who believed the message, there was a single standard set for each and every one of them. They all had to repent of their sins. They all had to turn from rejecting the witness and truth that Jesus is the crucified and risen Lord to accepting Him as the Messiah, Savior, and Lord. They were all immersed in the water in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for the forgiveness of their sins. When we read through some of the Apostle Paul's letters to the various churches in the Roman Empire, we find some very similar instructions being given. Why? Well, because the same standard applied to the church at Corinth as it did to the church in Rome. Christians in the city of Ephesus were commanded not to commit any sexually immoral sins. About the exact same list of sins is also given to the churches in Galatia. Reading the scriptures will convince all readers of the absolutes God has given regarding saving faith. When James wrote about practical Christian living, he spoke to us as well as the Christians who were alive back then, who received his letter for the very first time. And we hear his words about living by the standard God has set for his people. James chapter 3, verses 11 and 12 asks this, can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? Can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Our message today has been to stimulate our thinking about the absolutes that God has established concerning our salvation and our spiritual life. We haven't considered very many, but hopefully enough to make us aware of the fact that God has standards that He has set for us. The standard is set for us today as it was for the Christians of the first century. Please consider whether or not you will or are accepting the standards that God has set.
How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told Him your heart's hidden secret? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call Him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that He cared for you? How long has it been since you knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord up in heaven? How long since you knew that He'd answer you and would keep you the long night through? How long has it been since you walked with the Lord and felt that the days weren't the living? Can you call since you knew that He cared for you? Can you call Him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that He cared for you?
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.